This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
On Joy.
We are joined this morning by Phoebe Blamey. Welcome.
Good morning, guys. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Phoebe. So, Phoebe, you're from Clover Financial Solutions, and we've been getting you in recently because I'm very concerned about my young co-host over here. I mean, he's been trying to trade on his looks for too long. As you can see, they are slowly going away. So he's going to have to start worrying about his bank account. So I'm trying to get him out of the house.
Get him out of the house. And things are better now to get you out of the house. So there's a couple of things that have happened in the last few weeks since I last spoke to you guys. One is that there's more houses on the market and there's more houses selling.
So more people are selling their homes or there's more houses on the market?
More people are selling their homes.
Oh, is it because they're financially stuck, or
no.
Is everyone thinking now's a good time to
now's
sell?
Now's a good time to sell.
Oh, okay, cool.
So it's getting better. Yeah. So the market, which was very quiet in April and May before the federal election, sort of took a while, but over the last couple of weeks we've had what we call auction clearance rates. So how many, the percentage of properties that sold at auction over the weekend has gone from being about 50 or 60% to up to 80%.
Oh, wow.
That's pretty good even for a normal time, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it is really good.
Rate. If there's more houses on the market, if there's more supply, does that mean the prices will drop?
It can mean, or it can mean that there's more competition for similar sorts of houses. So it can can actually boost the market.
Could
as
drive
well.
It.
But one of the other things that's really driving the market, which I'm really excited about, is that the lenders have lowered their affordability rate so that more people with less money can buy a house.
So where they got a little bit stricter before,
yes,
they're relaxing that a little bit?
They've relaxed it by 2%.
Wow.
So it's a really significant relaxation of it. Interest rates are at the moment at 3.3%.
Well, the Reserve Bank says it's a lot lower than that, isn't it? Or is that
the Reserve Bank rate's 1%, but interest rates for an owner-occupied home are around 3.3%.
Okay.
If you're borrowing, you were borrowing at a rate of 7.5%. So the lenders were saying you're going to pay 7.5%.
Okay.
Yeah. The cost of living's gone up. The lenders weren't quite in line with what was actually going to be affordable for the next, say, 5 years. Because even fixed interest rates are at 3.5 at the moment. So
and that's like higher. And that's comparatively to what's a normal.
Well, normally they're a lot higher, the five-year fixed rates. Normally they're a lot higher than the variable rate, like 1% or 2% higher. But at the moment, they're almost on par with it.
So would it be a good time, would you say, to lock in to
absolutely
a fixed rate?
Look, there's talk about another rate rise later in the year, but there's fixed rates as low as 2.99 at the moment. It's pretty tempting. If you want to know what your repayments are going to be for the next couple of years, it's really tempting to fix right now.
What would you say about, I was looking at it, fixing half your loan into fixed and half into variable. Is that a clever idea, or is it I'm trying to be too clever?
No, I love that. I actually recommend that for most of my clients. If they want to fix, I say, okay, what's the percentage of this loan that you might be able to pay out in the next couple of years?
Yep.
Let's say fix the greater proportion of it, fix 80% of it and keep 20% of it variable. That works really well.
Question, what's a fixed and what's a variable loan?
Fixed is where the repayment remains the same for a certain period. So you could have a 1 to 5 year fixed with most lenders. Some lenders offer a 10-year fixed rate.
Wow, that's pretty.
It's really good.
That'd be a good time. Because I'm old enough to remember the first time I bought my house, thank you to John Howard, I was paying 16, 17% interest.
Yes.
Difference was the house was only worth $100,000.
Yeah.
There's a big difference
now.
But it nearly financially killed us when it popped up to 18, 19% at one stage.
So percentages won't have any effect in a fixed.
They won't have any effect in a fixed rate, but you normally can't make extra repayments in a fixed rate. So you're locked into that rate,
right.
But you're also locked into that repayment, which is why mixing it with a bit of variable rate's a really good idea. Fixed rates have been going down over the last few years. So I have clients that fixed 2 years ago at 4.5%. And they're now kicking themselves, or we're kicking ourselves, because may as well. because we thought that was going to be the lowest rate that was going to come along, and now they're under 3%. It was really low.
But that's not a bad thing as a person with children that was growing up. At least I would have, even though I might have been paying a little bit more than what's out there, I know each month what I need to pay, and as a budgeter, single parent, I think that would be more important.
And that's why I love it. I love them for that. With a variable rate, the rate changes with the market, and you can normally make extra repayments, pay it off as quickly as you like, and there's no penalties for paying it off early.
Ah, okay.
He's taking notes, isn't he? Good.
He's taking notes.
So tell my son, now is the time to start looking around.
Now's the time to start looking around. And the other thing is, remember, there's for first home buyers, there's no stamp duty under $600,000.
$600,000? Okay.
Yeah, so that's big. And between $600,000 and $750,000, there's a reduced stamp duty. So the government's got real about the actual price of houses for first home buyers, because a lot of first home buyers get in at sort of $500,000, which is quite a lot of money. That's $500,000.
Well, it sounds like a lot of money, but unfortunately you can't buy a parking space here in Melbourne for under $500,000, so it's kind of what it is.
We are joined by Phoebe Blamey from Clover Financial Solutions. We were just talking about mortgage affordability, and I learnt a lot. I learnt what a fixed rate was and what a variable rate is, and I feel really smart about it.
Excellent.
So thank you for your knowledge. And now we're talking about the suburban markets, and specifically the $20,000 homeowners grant for rural areas. Am I right?
That's right. So if you build a new house, or if you go and live in a brand new house that no one's ever lived in before, the Victorian government gives you a first homeowners grant. And in Melbourne metropolitan, that's $10,000. But in regional areas where houses are cheaper anyway, it's $20,000.
How good is that?
It's fantastic.
How regional do we, like, what defines regional?
Warragul is regional.
Okay.
I think Geelong's regional.
Get out of town.
I know.
The more you know.
So that's the $20,000 if you go regional on a brand new property. And I can understand that's to encourage new building, so it's a government.
Yes.
Is there a first home buyers still available for someone who just wants to buy, you know, a little house in Brunswick?
No, because there's no stamp duty on that anymore.
So there's no stamp duty, but no first home buyers grant unless you're buying a brand new property.
Yes.
And then it'll increase if you go to regional.
Yes.
Okay, that makes sense.
Well, I'm not ready to buy a house yet, but that would still be, that'll probably still be around for me, right? I could move.
You could go and look into it. I mean, I wouldn't count on it being around. Oh. You might need to act now.
Act now.
Are you about to use your first home buyer's grant as part of your deposit?
Yes, you are.
Okay.
Absolutely. And if you've been renting a property, that rent can be considered as savings because it shows that you can make a commitment.
I used to always think that too, because you're right, you get caught in a city renting.
Mm.
That's more than most people's mortgages if you move out there. How are you poor? I mean, this is what I try to explain to my children. Don't move out into a share house. Save your money while you live here.
Mm.
Then just get out and buy your own home.
Absolutely.
And for years, I was always worried, how do you rent and save? So now you can use that as a form of
Genuine savings. So if you're able to, that $20,000 could almost be most of your deposit. You might need a little bit of money, but you could possibly get into a house for that $20,000.
That's fantastic.
If you've been renting.
So what suburbs would you say at the moment is showing good affordability?
Good affordability for first home buyers is more very much outer southeast, outer north, and outer west.
Okay. So you got to really push yourself out there.
Mm. Outer east is almost unaffordable now.
Oh,
You'd have to go way, way out. You'd be regional, because even Lilydale and suburbs like that.
Lilydale's really,
really expensive.
Yeah, that's kind of near my way, and that's really gone up.
Mm.
In Croydon.
But isn't it funny that in on the city, you know, the two-bedroom unit in St Kilda was worth $1.2 million 2 years ago, and now you can pick it up for $900,000.
Yes.
So it shows you that it does move. But I do know out in the west, on our side, we haven't lost any money during the whole financial crisis.
Because people want to live there. There's good communities out there. There's good infrastructure and people want to live there. West is lovely.
You've got a great little railway line. Phoebe, thank you so much for enlightening me as always.
So how can people find you? Now, there's going to be plenty of people out there looking for some financial help.
Excellent. We're on Facebook as Clover Financial. Send us a message through that. We're on Instagram. We're on www.cloverfinancial.com.au, or they can phone us on 03 999 8 2615.
Fantastic.
I love phone chats. There should be more of that these days instead of the old emails. Phenomenal work. Excellent. Thank you.
Wake up with Tom and Mikey, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandmikey.com. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.